Chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, As It Is. Nature, the Enjoyer and Consciousness. In the 13th chapter, Lord Krishna explains how one who understands the difference between the body, the soul, and the supersoul beyond them both attains liberation from this material world.
Prakirtim purusham cha ev kshetram kshetrajyame ev cha etad veditum icchami jnanam jeyam. Idam shariram kaunteya kshetram iti abhidhiyate etat yaha veti tam prahu kshetrajya iti tadvida.
Arjuna said, O my dear Krishna, I wish to know about Prakriti, nature, Purusha, the enjoyer, and the field, and the knower of the field, and of knowledge, and the object of knowledge. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, This body, O son of Kunti, is called the field. And one who knows this body is called the knower of the field.
Kshetrajyam chapi mam vidhi sarvakshetreshu bharat kshetrakshetrajyo jnanam ya tadyanam matam mama.
O Sayan of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its knower is called knowledge. That is my opinion.
Tat kshetram yatcha yadrika chayadikariyat chayat sachayayat prabhavah cha tatsmasinumishinum.
Now please hear my brief description of this field of activity and how it is constituted, what its changes are, and whence it is produced, who that knower of the field of activities is, and what his influences are.
Rishibhihi bahudha gitam chandobhihi vividhe pratha brahmasutra padeha chayev hetu madhi vinishchite.
That knowledge of the field of activities and of the knower of activities is described by various sages in various Vedic writings. It is especially presented in Vedanta Sutra, with all reasoning as to cause and effect.
Mahabhutani ahankara buddhihi avyaktam evacha indyani da शिकं च पञ्च चायन्द्रिय गोचराः इच्छा द्वेषः सुखं दुःखं संघातः चेतना भीतिः एतत् क्षेत्रं समासेन सविकारं उदाहितम्
The five great elements: false ego, intelligence, the unmanifested, the ten senses and the mind, the five sense objects: desire, hatred, happiness, distress, the aggregate, the life symptoms and convictions. All these are considered, in summary, to be the field of activities and its interactions.
Amanitvam, adambhitvam, ahimsa shanti arjavam, acharyopasanam, shaucham, sthairyam atma vini. इन्द्रियार्थेषु वैराग्यम् अनहङ्काराः एव च जन्ममृत्यु जरा व्याधि दुःखदोषानुदर्शनम् आसक्तिः अनभिष्वङ्गा पुत्रदार गृहादिषु नित्यं च समचित्तत्वम् इष्टानिष्टोपपत्तिषु मयि चानन्ययोगेन भक्तिः अव्यभिचारिणी विविक्तदेशसेवित्वम् अर्थीः जनसंसिदि अध्यात्मज्ञाननित्यत्वम् तत्त्वज्ञानार्थदर्शनम् एतत् ज्ञानम् इति प्रोक्तम् अज्ञानं यत् अतान्यथा
Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age and disease, detachment, freedom from all entanglement with children, wife, home and the rest, even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I declare to be knowledge, and besides this, whatever there may be, is ignorance.
Jeyam yat tatra vakshami yat gyatva amratam asnute anadimat param brahmana sat tat na sat ucyate.
I shall now explain the knowable, knowing which you will taste the eternal. Brahman, the spirit, beginningless and subordinate to me, lies beyond the cause and effect of this material world.
Sarvatah panipadam ta sarvato akshishiro. Sarvatah shruti mataloke sarvam avrityatishthati.
Everywhere are his hands and legs, his eyes, heads and faces, and he has ears everywhere. In this way, the Supersoul exists, pervading everything.
Sarvendriye gunabhasam sarvendriye vivarjitam asaktam sarvabhritachaye nirgunam.
Supersoul is the original source of all senses, yet he is without senses. He is unattached, although he is the maintainer of all living beings. He transcends the modes of nature, and at the same time, he is the master of all the modes of material nature.
Vahi antaha cha bhutana acharam cha mahev cha suksham patat avikyeyam durastham cha antike chat.
The Supreme Truth exists outside and inside of all living beings, the moving and the non-moving. Because he is subtle, he is beyond the power of the material senses to see or to know. Although far, far away, he is also near to all.
Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu vibhaktam eva cha sthitam bhut prita cha tat gyeyam grasishnu prabhavishnu cha.
Although the Supersoul appears to be divided amongst all beings, he is never divided. He is situated as one. Although he is the maintainer of every living entity, it is to be understood that he devours and develops all.
Jyoti sham apitat jyoti tamasaha param ucyate jnanam jeyam jnanagamyam हृदि सर्वस्य विशिष्टम्।
He is the source of light in all luminous objects. He is beyond the darkness of matter and is unmanifested. He is knowledge. He is the object of knowledge, and he is the goal of knowledge. He is situated in everyone's heart.
Iti kshetram tatha jnanam jeyam cha uktam samasata मद्भक्ताः एतत् विज्ञाय मद्भावाय उपपद्यते।
Thus the field of activities, the body, knowledge, and the knowable have been summarily described by me. Only my devotees can understand this thoroughly and thus attain to my nature.
Prakritim purusham cha evidhi anadi ubho api vikaran cha gunan cha विद्धि प्रकृति संभवान।
Material nature and the living entities should be understood to be beginningless. Their transformations and the modes of matter are products of material nature.
कार्य करण कर्तृत्वे हेतु प्रकृति उच्यते। पुरुषः सुख दुखानां भोक्तृत्वे हेतुः उच्यते।
Nature is said to be the cause of all material causes and effects, whereas the living entity is the cause of the various sufferings and enjoyments in this world.
Purushah prakriti sthitahi bhunkte prakriti jan guna karanam gun sangha तद सद्यो निजन्मसु।
The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species.
उपद्रष्टानुमन्त च भर्ता भोक्ता महेश्वरा परमात्मा इति चापि उक्ता देहे अस्मिन् पुरुषा परा।
Yet in this body there is another, a transcendental enjoyer, who is the Lord, the supreme proprietor, who exists as the overseer and permitter, and who is known as the Supersoul.
Yaivam veti purusham prakritim cha gune saha सर्वथा वर्तमानः पीनासः भूयाभिजायते।
One who understands this philosophy concerning material nature, the living entity, and the interaction of the modes of nature is sure to attain liberation. He will not take birth here again, regardless of his present position.
Dhyanenatmani pashyanti kechitthatmanam atmana anye sankhyena yogena karma yogincha pare.
Some perceive the Supersoul within themselves through meditation, others through the cultivation of knowledge, and still others through working without fruitive desires.
Anye tu evam ajananta shrutva anye bheha upasate tepi chati taranti ye mrityum shruti parayana.
Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death.
Yavat sanjayate kinchi satvam sthavar jangamam khetra khetrakya sanyoga tatvidhi bharatarashabha.
O chief of the Bharatas, know that whatever you see in existence, both the moving and the non-moving, is only a combination of the field of activities and the knower of the field.
Samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshvaram vinashyatsu avinashyantam yah pashyati sah pashyati.
One who sees the Supersoul accompanying the individual soul in all bodies, and who understands that neither the soul nor the Supersoul within the destructible body is ever destroyed, actually sees.
Samam pashyan hi sarvatra samavastitam ishvaram mana hinasti atmana atmanam tatah yati parangatim.
One who sees the Supersoul equally present everywhere, in every living being, does not degrade himself by his mind. Thus, he approaches the transcendental destination.
Prakrityaye cha karmani kriyamanani sarvasha yah pashyati tathātmanam akartaram sah pashyati.
One who can see that all material activities are performed by the body, which is created of material nature, and sees that the self does nothing, actually cease.
Yada bhut prithag bhavam ekastam anupashyati tatecha vistaram brahma sampadyate tada.
When a sensible man ceases to see different identities due to different material bodies, and he sees how beings are expanded everywhere, he attains to the Brahman conception.
Anadityat nirgunatvat paramatmayam avyaya sharirasthah api kaunteya na karoti na lipyate.
Those with the vision of eternity can see that the imperishable soul is transcendental, eternal, and beyond the modes of nature. Despite contact with the material body, O Arjuna, the soul neither does anything nor is entangled.
Yatha sarvagatam sakshamyat akasham na upalipyate sarvatra avasthitah dehe tathatmana upalipyate.
The sky, due to its subtle nature, does not mix with anything, although it is all pervading. Similarly, the soul situated in Brahman vision does not mix with the body, though situated in that body.
Yatha prakashyati eka krishnam lokam imam ravi kshetram kshetri tatha krishnam prakashyati bharat.
O son of Bharata, as the sun alone illumines all this universe, so does the living entity, one within the body, illuminate the entire body by consciousness.
Kshetra kshetra gyoha evam antaram gyan chakshusha bhut prakriti moksham cha ye viduha yanti te param.
Those who see with eyes of knowledge the difference between the body and the knower of the body, and can also understand the process of liberation from bondage in material nature, attain to the supreme goal. Thus ends chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita as it is.